now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
One, two, one, two. Seatbelt in, seatbelt out.
You know, Larry, this simple exercise will help us stay healthy, which keeps medical costs down.
But you gotta do it every day, Vince, because if you don't... You can get out of shape fast.
You could learn a lot from a dummy. Buckle your safety belt. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 4th, Black History Month kickoff lecture with guest speaker Pierce Freeland at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 5th, join the Art Gallery reception at 5 p.m. in Fine Arts for two new exhibitions in the Martin Muller Gallery and the Project Space Gallery. On Friday, February 6th, join WONY for their interest meeting at 3 p.m. in Union Square. Watch women's basketball as they take on Fredonia at 5:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Then stay after for men's basketball versus Fredonia at 7:30 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. Club Chuck happening in Hunt Union from 7 to 11 p.m., including activities such as laser tag, paint a vinyl record, and a silent disco. On Saturday, February 11th, see Planetarium show Cultures in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15 or The Sky Tonight from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Watch the wrestling quad match versus Ithaca, Williams, and Wesleyan starting at 1 p.m. in Chase Gym. Watch women's basketball versus Buffalo State starting at 2 p.m. in Dewar Arena in Alumni Fieldhouse. And afterwards, catch men's basketball also versus Buffalo State at 4 p.m. in Dewar Arena at Alumni Fieldhouse. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Stay warm out there.
Hello, everyone.
Stay warm out there.
You are officially tuned in to Stereotypes with DJ L.
And DJ Lucas. Hey.
DJ Lucas is currently multitasking.
Right, I'm doing so many things right now. Bro, I'm literally like, we're trying to have some special guests on our next episode, and I'm trying to submit the forms, but I have to submit one form for each of them.
Which is so annoying.
And there's three of them. So.
And keep in mind that there is three of them.
And there's a lot of information that I need to put in here. Guest email. Okay.
And then I have to look it really name. Fast today.
It did, but I also, my, oh wow, you can hear me typing. My first class today got canceled. So,
what was your first class?
It was Ed Psych, which was, it's learning and motivation for students. And it's a good class. It did get canceled this morning, but it got canceled, like, we knew it was canceled a while ago.
Yeah.
And she was just like, there's an online assignment to do. And so I did it last night, and then I woke up around noon, so.
So there's that.
And then I had class at 1.
So boom.
So boom.
And then you came right here from class?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, back-to-back things, it's really crazy.
I have class from 10 to 12, and then I have a cute little break, and then I come here.
Yay. Yeah. I know, it's like, honestly, just the best. And I don't really care about what they're saying on Yik Yak, it's... It's really the best.
I didn't even see the Yik Yak post. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of, like, weird. So, basically, last night, I was just on Yik Yak, and, you know, we had a club expo last night, so, you know, people were like, should we join this club, should we join that club?
Yeah.
And so, you know, somebody was like, should I join WONY? And, like, you know, naturally, I was going to go in the comments and be like, oh, my God, of course you should join WONY.
Of course.
Like, you know, it's, yeah. Like, it's so much
this
fun.
This is on Yik Yak, not in person?
Yik Yak, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, of course you should join WONY. It's right. It's so much fun, and, like... And then they were like, no, like, it's like a leapfrog version of a radio station. I'm like, this is, we have a transmitter.
What does that even mean, leapfrog?
I don't even know. We literally just spent, hella money.
Right. right.
I got like hella money. We just spent hella money on getting a new transmitter because the one we have isn't doing too well. So they're building a brand new transmitter to go on top of Hunt Union for next semester.
That's crazy.
Like, this is a radio station.
Right.
Like, leapfrog, I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that means. What are you talking about?
No, literally. But it's okay. They were kind of just like saying things about the training process. And I was like, I don't understand. Like, the training process, like, it didn't take you that long.
No, it took you maybe like
a week or two.
If that.
Yeah. And then you had your new show. And like, you know, and when Steph texts me and she's like, I have a new DJ, like the second I get that text, I send out the onboard email.
If you care enough, as someone who literally trained last semester and started last semester, if you care enough, you can get in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really fast. You just have to.
Oh, yeah. And then they were saying, like, you have to wait a whole semester to even be considered. And I'm like, they told me, well, I was at the meeting, and I was like, well, guess who was also at the meeting and happens to be on the e-board, but I didn't say that.
Right.
Because, you know, they're like, they think that the e-board is like elitist, and like, honestly, like this semester, like we have all kind of, all the entire e-board, we've all kind of like pledged like to say like we are going to, like we even said this at our meeting, mm-hmm. on our Gen Bond meeting, we were like, there's no gap between eBoard and GenBot. And mm-hmm. even though it felt like it, we're going to strive to make sure that's not a thing anymore because there shouldn't be. And we want to be, we're on the same level. And it was just like, it was just, you know, another yik yak argument. But personally, I love yik yak. I really do. But like, I don't want people to get steered away from information that's not correct.
Right, because it just gets to a point where because it's anonymous, people can just say whatever they want on there. They just don't care because there's no repercussions. So they could literally be spreading false information. Like, for example.
I just realized that for all the forms, I put 2006 as the year because I thought.
Where are you right now? What are you talking about?
Bro, there's
what
actually...
What year were you born?
I'm going to have to... I have to text Logan now.
What year were you born?
2006.
Right, so...
I was saying February 11th is the date of our next show, but then for the year, I put 2000. I definitely put 2006. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to have to text Logan and be like, that should say 2026, not 2006.
So, the Grammys happened.
They did. What is Evie's last name? I'm sorry. I just completely halted the conversation.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you, and you need to close that laptop.
I'm almost done. I'm literally so close. I'm so close to being done with this form. I just don't know how to spell her last name. Okay, to guest.
Roommate. Okay, so while you do this, I'm just going to talk about my day. How's that sound?
Yes, go. Okay.
So I had directing one this morning. It was very fun. We're directing scenes, but they're silent. I think like silent films. It's kind of fun. It's a really fun challenge.
Wait, when do you guys do the directing scenes, like where people get to audition?
Soon. Will you audition for mine?
I will.
I'll direct
it. Because I'm not even in a show this semester.
And I'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Do I have to memorize?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like I'm actually directing you.
No.
Yeah.
I hate memorizing. So,
but you want to be in something.
Yeah, but like I don't like big roles.
Okay.
I've never played a big role. The biggest role I played was probably the Wolf and the Steward in Into the Woods. No,
love
I
that.
Also played a suspect in like a knockoff of Clue as well.
Mm.
And I had a lot of lines. I mean, I memorized them, but it was just like the directing scenes have a quick turnaround.
Right. So after directing one, I have Psychology of Death and Dying.
Oh.
Which is really fun. I'm having a lot of fun. It's really, really interesting.
Oh my God.
What?
What? I put the wrong phone number for the wrong person. Okay. I'm texting. I'm just going to say, these are all messed up. I'm so sorry.
Holy cow. Okay, then after Psychology of Death and Dying, I have Behavioral Neuroscience. Couldn't think of the name of it, which is I'm a smart little cookie, and I got a little eraser brain today because I knew what the temporal lobe does.
Right.
So there's that aspect to it all. And then I just went to the dining hall and I got, they have chicken tikka masala right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I had that once and it really destroyed me.
Okay, that's fine. It was really yummy at the Asian bowl place.
Okay, I might have to get it though because like low key that does sound fire right now.
It was really good with the white rice.
When did you go? Because I went at
like literally right before this.
Oh, I went at noon.
1 to 2.
I went at like 12:15. They had like rotisserie chicken.
Where?
At Farm Fresh.
Oh.
So I got that.
Oh, at the Asian bowl place, they had chicken tikka masala.
I closed my laptop.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Would you like to talk about the Grammys now?
I do. Actually, I want to look up the stuff, like the nominations and everything.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Let me pull that up.
My laptop is over by you.
It's okay. I got you.
Wish that I had my laptop.
Wait, can we listen to the typing for a second?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Your keyboard is not... I like the creamy keyboards. You know what I mean by that?
Nope.
You know what I mean? When it like...
Like the really clicky ones?
Like the not clicky ones. The ones that like...
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
the creamy ones.
The...
That's what they're called. Stop laughing. That's what they're called.
Okay. All right. Okay, all winners and nominees.
Wait, I'm getting my laptop.
Leve won. I think I saw that though, but
really?
I can't remember. Yeah, Leve won something. I'm going to get there. All right, so song of the year.
Who won that?
Billie Eilish.
Oh yeah, with her speech.
Yeah, the speech, the like the great speech, mm-hmm. and then Wildflower. Mm-hmm. Did you go to bed by that time? I can't remember. Oh yeah, just to give you guys some background. So basically, we had like a Grammys watch party at Alyssa's
dorm.
Yep. We were all watching it, and then Alyssa just vanished.
And I just tucked myself into bed.
She literally just got up. And then went to bed. Like, didn't say a word.
I'm sorry, I was so tired. And Lucas kept thinking that I was mad at him because you were, like, cracking jokes and, like, and uh-huh. I just wasn't laughing and I wasn't responding. And you just stopped with the ASMR.
Sorry. That was my ice water.
We're going to do an ASMR special, I think, one day. I feel okay. Ew. Ew.
All right, okay.
You're proving my point. I was literally just telling a story about how when you... You thought that I hated you because I just went to bed without talking to you.
Bro. Wait. Okay. Is anyone listening?
My dad is.
Okay, good. Well, if you're listening, remember that if you want to chime in or talk, you can call us.
You can call us.
And don't call our phones.
Don't call our phones. Call the Wony phone number, which is 607-436-2711.
What is it?
607-436-2711. 2711
or 2712.
But if you do call, you cannot say.
Yeah, you have to like be chill. Like
you have to
if you're gonna be weird, like we're just gonna hit the dump button and your call's gonna get dropped.
But you can talk on air with us.
Yeah, you can. So if you want to have anything you want to say about what we were talking about, feel free.
Feel
I know
free.
There's a little bit of a delay, so we might be on a different topic when you call, but it's okay. We can go back.
But it's okay. We'll come back. We'll circle back.
Wrap around.
We'll circle back. Okay.
All right.
What happened with Wildflower? Did she perform?
No. No, she didn't even perform, but the album came out in 2024.
Yep.
It's 2026. But it was still eligible for Song of the Year. Uh-huh. And so it did get nominated along with Abracadabra.
Mm.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Did Anxiety win? Or no?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Song of the Year nominees were Billie Eilish, Wildflower, which won.
Mm-hmm.
Abracadabra by Lady Gaga, Anxiety by Doechii, APT, is it APT? I don't remember. By like Rosé and Bruno Mars. Yeah. Bad Bunny, DTMF, Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters. Luther, SZA, and Manchild.
I will say that I like how the last year's Best New Artist presents the Grammy for the new Best Artist.
Yeah. No, I do like that. Best New Artist is probably the category I was most interested in. It is like in the top four categories for the Grammys. So
yeah.
It was definitely one of like the ones I was most interested in because first of all, I had no idea who it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you can really tell because you're just kind of like, oh, like this person blew up and the rest of them, I don't know their names. But I knew every single one of these people and like I've listened to all of their music.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I was rooting for Olivia Dean the most. But I would not have been upset if Addison Rae or Somber won.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel about Lola Young. I love her, but the only song I know by her is Messy, and I feel like that song came out so long ago.
Well, because didn't it come out at the beginning of last year, technically?
Yeah.
This year?
I guess. And then it was only made popular because of TikTok, but, like, I guess that happens often.
Right.
And then she kind of, like, disappeared. So
there's that.
Right.
You were so upset when she won.
There was just so many better like options in that category. I don't even remember which one it was. Let me look.
It was
Pop Folk. Nope. Oh, Pop Solo performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
the Subway, Manchild, mm-hmm, Disease, Lady Gaga. Like, come on.
I love that Lady Gaga won.
Yeah.
I love Lady Gaga a lot.
Yeah. Mayhem winning Best Pop Vocal.
Yep.
Is, like...
deserved.
Yeah, I know. That album is absolutely amazing.
I am kind of upset that Sabrina Carpenter didn't win anything.
I think the entire world is.
Like...
yeah.
Nothing. That's crazy. Yeah.
And it's like, it's sad because like it's weird because like Billie Eilish also did not win a single thing for Hit Me Hard and Soft until just now. But Hit Me Hard and Soft came out 2 years ago.
That's wild.
Like, I remember when that came out, like, I think April of my like senior year.
Yeah.
Whenever that came out, I just remember it was like really good. And then like it was literally my album of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I literally just remember that. Like, and it didn't win anything at the Grammys that was all nominated for. And it's just sad because I feel like every time I've seen Billie Eilish win some type of award, mm-hmm, she's gone up on the stage and been like, guys, I don't deserve this. Like,
yeah,
you know, but I think finally she thinks that she believes that she deserved something for that album and she didn't get it. But I think it's really, like, cute and stuff that, like, she finally won something for it. And instead of making, you know, like, the big speech that she probably wanted to make, she made the speech that she had to make. Right. And she chose to make that speech, yeah, which, over what she could have said, like, you know, thanking the producers and everything, which, yeah, everyone usually does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for that, I'm really proud of her. And I'll always love that album.
I will say this. Do you know how, like, some people post, like, oh, we made the right person famous? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, with that. I love Lola Young, but I don't think that she is made to be famous. Does that make sense?
I agree with you. And I actually saw something on my TikTok this morning that was like, it was like her performing at like some like thing, and then like her in-ear stopped working,
yeah,
and then she like started like scream singing, and then she started crying.
There's also one where she passed out on stage and she threw up on stage,
right,
from
and then
a heat stroke.
Right, and then right after that, she quit music. And
right,
then she came back literally 2 days before the Grammys and won a Grammy.
Which is a little bizarre.
Which is a little bizarre.
That's
because,
a little bizarre.
Like, especially because you're in that category with Sabrina, Lady Gaga,
right,
and Chappell Roan, and you beat all of them. And Justin Bieber.
Bizarre. Genuinely bizarre. Justin Bieber's performance was like an out-of-body experience
it
to me.
It was, but I think... I was really confused, and then I kind of went back and rewatched it and was like, I guess it kind of makes sense.
No, it's like artistic.
Right. It was like an artistic choice.
Right.
And I was, yeah, like, okay, like, I get it. Like, it was, you know, it's something that, like, you know, songs are constantly being, like, turned into these big production masterpieces, right?
Yeah.
But he's trying to show that, like, the song that he has is still a masterpiece and it doesn't need all of that, I think.
I agree.
Right. And,
yeah,
so he was kind of trying to show that, which I think he did. How do you feel about Defying Gravity winning Best Pop Duo Group Performance?
I love that. Over, I'm looking at that right now.
It won over Golden from K-pop.
Which
APT,
I'm okay with that.
30 for 30 from SZA.
The gag of it all is, though, is I do like Gabriella. That's a good song.
I never listened to that one.
Really?
I've only listened to Gnarly.
You absolutely have Hands Up, Gabriella.
No.
You absolutely have. You know that.
I don't really listen to Cat's Eye, which I really should.
But I should.
Who? Leve won something. Lady Gaga won Best Dance Pop Recording.
Deserved.
For Abracadabra. I kind of wanted, and she won over Zara Larsson, Midnight Sun, Bluest Flame.
So excited for Zara Larsson to come here.
I know.
Hi. So excited.
I know. I'm really fighting to try and, like...
Aren't you interviewing her?
I'm really fighting to try and interview her. Because I was just talking to Josh, our general manager, and he,
yeah,
was like, yeah, like, I'm not going to be here that weekend. And a lot of the other seniors aren't as well.
And you said, oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no.
So, no, someone needs to interview her.
Right. And I think me and Logan are really interested in doing that. So we'll see if that
That'll
happens. I know. It's literally two gays interviewing her. It's going to be iconic.
That's perfect.
What
are your thoughts on Alex Warren?
Here's the thing.
Okay, I'm with you.
I love Alex Warren.
Yeah.
Whoa. Alex Warren.
Yeah.
He's a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
He's got good music.
I felt bad with his performance.
I know, and it wasn't his fault.
It wasn't even his fault.
And he literally posted, did you see his post?
I saw his TikTok.
He was like, me when it's like my like my like life defining performance at the Grammys, and like my in ears go out.
But there were people in the comments like quoting like performing at the Grammys, like you won. You know what I mean? Like it's okay. It wasn't your fault.
Right. Yeah. And like you're already performing at the Grammys. It wasn't your fault. He did his best, and I think he covered it pretty well.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of like, the performance isn't what is getting you the Grammy.
Yeah.
The song is. Yeah. And I do think that song is really overplayed, even though I literally played it on my show yesterday. it's a good song. I just like, you know, it's constantly being, it got TikTokified.
Same with Somber. I'm glad Somber didn't win. He has good music. Yeah. I really like Undressed, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Just especially compared to all the people up against, like.
No, yeah, for sure. Sorry. And like, I will say, Leve won Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album.
I didn't think that Leve was pop, but I'll take it.
I was just about to say, I thought she was more jazz, indie.
Yeah. Like, that's what I would, or like, not folk. More indie.
Yeah. So that was a little weird.
Have you seen someone made a before and after comparison photo of Leve with her Grammy? And she looks so young when she won her first Grammy.
Did you see that one thing where she was on the Graham Norton show and she was saying how to pronounce her name? We're pronouncing it wrong. But she just says she goes with it because no one up here knows how to say it.
Wait, I thought that that was the correct way. I thought that people were saying Leve.
It's Leve, but she says that it's Leve.
You just said the same thing.
Like Leve instead of Leve. It's Loy. It's like, with I can't even say it.
With an O?
It's like an O-I sound, like Leve. Ooh, I don't remember.
That's kind of beautiful.
Isn't it? But like, I don't.
But
she
I can't
says,
say it right.
No, right. So that's why she was like, everyone just calls me Leve because like, that's no so one can sad. Really. But like, whatever.
That's,
it is sad, but that's like, she didn't seem too bothered about
especially
it.
Especially because in her one song, it literally talks about how people can't pronounce her foreign name.
I know. And also like, but that album, A Matter of Time.
Yeah.
No notes. Probably one of the best albums I've ever heard.
I saw it in concert. With an orchestra.
Oh my God.
With an orchestra. I levitated.
I want that on vinyl so bad.
You should. I can't even imagine how good that sounds on vinyl.
It probably sounds. I have Bewitched on vinyl.
And, do you really?
Yeah, and it's like life changing. So
I think
like
I have the CD.
There was I found it on Amazon, but then it like isn't on Amazon anymore. Of course, right after I get the gift card that I needed.
Naturally.
Like, I got an Amazon gift card for Christmas, and I was like, I'm going to get A Matter of Time on vinyl, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
So.
You know who looked.
Let me look it up.
Let's, hold on, wait. I was gonna say, let's talk about the outfits.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
On the red carpet.
Did you see her post on Instagram?
No.
She was like, I don't even think this was really like. That crazy of an outfit. But.
Girl, really? Girl, what's a crazy outfit to you?
I know. If somebody stepped on her dress, it's going to be over.
That's over for you. And
It's back in stock. Oh my God, it's so cute.
You crack me up.
It's on like a light blue vinyl.
Does it come with a poster?
I don't know. Let me see.
it's so cute. Holy cow.
It is so cute. Should I just get it?
Just
is this
it.
What I should use my Amazon gift card on?
How much do you have on the gift card?
50, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How much is it?
It's $33.99.
You still got 20.
No, I know, but then shipping and... Oh, wow. Okay, I got confused for a second. You know how, like, I just let things sit in my cart.
Yeah.
And I added it to my cart, and then it was like, your total is $250. Yeah. And I was like, oh, something's not right.
You know whose outfit I did not care for?
Whose?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, but that's...
It's a very specific taste, and I don't have that taste. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like the suspenders look.
Get free Prime delivery.
Girl, if you don't get off Amazon.
I need to buy it, bro.
Buy it after 3 o'clock. Ew.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
The total is 44, so it's free because of my gift card.
Okay. Easy.
Should I just place the order?
Yeah.
Let me make sure I order it.
If it'll
right
make
place.
You stop talking about it, yeah. Stop. Oh, I hate the mouth noises.
Oh, I can't. Okay.
What?
Bro.
What?
Use gift card and then use.
You
card.
Are not a multitasker. You need to get off of Amazon.
All right, I'm getting off. I'm locking in. I'm locking in. Okay. All right. Sorry.
My dad just texted me, Heidi Klum looked like an ice cream cone dipped.
Wait, let me look that Wait, I'm looking it up. Heidi Klum. Grammys.
Hailey Bailey looked really good.
Oh, because she wore the new dress, I think.
I can't even remember what she wore.
Yeah, she low-key did look like that, a dipped ice cream cone.
I saw someone posted that she spent all of her budget on Halloween.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because she doesn't... It's not a good outfit, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
I don't love it.
I'm, like, at confused. All. Okay, like, have you seen, like, the videos of, like, if someone stepped on Chapel Roan's dress at the Grammys? Like, what would have happened?
No, I haven't.
I can't say it over the air, so...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
You know who I love? Noah Kahan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. When does his album come out?
Unfortunately, I think it's April.
Dang. Let me look. That long? Wow.
Let me look.
Holy Toledo.
I know. I hate when artists do that. It's like, wow, I really have to wait that long. Upcoming album comes out April 24th.
Wow. You know, it looked really good.
We're going to get mad singles, though.
Mm.
Sabrina did look really good.
Sabrina looked really cute in her little dress.
And I'm so upset. Like, that performance of Manchild should have won a Grammy.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, did you see everyone, like, is, like, upset that she brought a bird on stage?
Not that they're upset. I saw that she was upset because I guess the bird pooped on her hand.
Did it?
Yeah, I guess.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, people, like, PETA are, like posted, like, of course. But,
of
like,
course. Of
they,
course.
They posted, like, on their Instagram that was, like, how dare, like, why do you support her? Like, she brought a bird on stage, then it pooped. Well, like, I didn't know that. But, like, she brought a bird on stage and birds should be out flying in the sky.
Oh. Girl, it's a dove. Girl, right. This is what do you think magicians do?
Exactly.
With the birds that come out of their sleeves. What are we talking
exactly.
about?
Well, exactly. They don't support any of that, so.
Oh.
That's what PETA
is. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not woke. Maybe I'm too woke. I don't know.
Right.
You cannot multitask.
I'm looking through the nominations.
I'm trying to talk to you. Right.
Chris Stapleton won Best Country Solo.
You know who didn't look good? Somber. With this weird disco suit that I'm looking at right now.
Well, but that was just his performance suit. Somber.
I don't know. I'm looking at it on the red carpet right now.
Oh.
I think that's just what he wore to the funk. Have you seen there's this one video
he is
of...
so scarily, like...
Like Slenderman.
Like, yeah.
And I don't mean... I know I'm going to get hate for that.
No, I know, yeah.
I know that like, people I'm not, are making fun of
right,
him for that.
I'm not the... But I'm also not the one to, like, you know, like, judge people's bodies, but, like...
Right.
He's so tall in Slenderman.
Yeah.
Actually, we talked about that in my class the other day.
Did you really?
We were talking about, like, development of adolescence and, like, mm-hmm. how, like, when they grow and they hit puberty, like, they're going to, like... Like, their bones grow, but, yeah. like, their, like, muscles don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, like, stretch.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Like, they, like, so they get really tall and lanky sometimes.
Lola Young essentially wore PJs. Are you looking at this photo?
Did she really?
It's like a clown duck sweatsuit with a tie under it.
Right.
I love her lip combo, though. Can't lie. Are you looking at it?
I am.
Do you see it? It's like, What would you wear to the red carpet? Do you know?
It's hard because I feel like for a guy, like, there's not a ton of options. I will say, like, I would definitely want to, like, wear something that's, like, not boring. Like, I don't want to wear a suit. I don't want to wear a tux. I don't want to wear, like, a tux or anything.
What about
anything.
Tailcoats? Oh. I just unplugged myself. Uh-oh.
You just unplugged your headphones.
Yeah, how did I do that?
Plug it into where it says out. Do you see anyone that says out?
No.
Bro.
Oh, wait. Yes.
Plug it all the way in.
I think I broke it.
Bro. I'm coming.
I can't sit over here. I don't like being at the booth. It stresses me out. I unplugged. I think I... Oh, gosh.
Oh, you unplugged...
I unplugged everything.
This is the aux. This just stays.
No, something's wrong with my headphones. Something's wrong. Oh, yeah, it's fine.
You just
yeah.
had to push it all the way in.
Oh, okay.
I don't like sitting over here.
Do you need to retake your on-air test?
Don't even start with me. I'm going to post you on Yik Yak.
Yeah, I was going to say Yik Yak's going to start
post you on Yik Yak if you make me retake my test.
That's what they were also like. They have to take tests. Like, yeah. You can't just go on the air. Like, you, like
there's so much
like,
to
cause
it.
Because they're like, it's a Leapfrog station. It's not. Like, literally, the FCC is listening. We have to follow the rules.
Right.
You can't just sit in front of a
rotation.
You can't just sit in front of a soundboard. And
that's what they think, like, though. That's what they want.
Right, and expect to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, and also, like, it's good that you, like, see different people's shows. Because if you see one show, you're going to do your show the same. And then everyone's going to do their show exactly the same.
I had so much fun sitting on so many people's shows.
No, yeah, right.
Like,
it's
so
like,
fun.
It is fun. And, like, you know.
And everyone has a different style of, like, quote-unquote training, if you will. Like, from each of the three that I sat through, I learned something new. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just better.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yik Yak, at me next time.
At me so I can see it.
Yeah.
I was there. Last night I was trying to watch Tell Me Lies with my friends, and I was just so locked out. I was on Yik Yak arguing with people.
I have a confession. I love arguing on Yik Yak with people.
You know what? I didn't even look this morning to see if anyone else like.
Wait, I have a story. Can I tell a story really quickly?
Yes.
So my roommate went downstairs into our laundry room the other day, and she, like, the washer was open,
oh,
right?
Oh, you told me about
this. Well, you know about this.
Yes.
The washer was open, and so she's like, okay, it's empty. So she puts her clothes in, and she washes them, and then, like, goes through the load, and then an hour goes by, so she goes down there to get it, and these two girls walk in and are like, where are my clothes? And she's like, these are my clothes. I just washed my clothes. She's like, no, my clothes were in this washer. Where did my clothes go? What did you do with my clothes? And my roommate was like, I don't know. I don't know. It was empty when I came down here. And so the girl starts like handing my roommate her clothes, like my roommate's clothes.
Ooh.
And like, and then in the mix of it all, she pulled out one black hoodie and said, see,
oh,
my laundry was in here. See, one black hoodie.
Well, to be honest, I have a set from Comfort and I wash it by itself.
Well, but also she came down after my roommate's wash was done, which means that hers was sitting down there for over 2 hours.
Yeah.
Girl, 2 hours? And you're going to come down here and throw a little hissy fit?
I know.
Girl.
People are crazy. This is why I am ecstatic to live in an apartment next semester with, first of all, one of, like, my best friends, Sean.
Yeah. I love Sean.
I love him so much.
I love him.
And.
Yep.
My very own washer and dryer.
Ugh.
So if you ever need to come do laundry, you pull up. Yes.
I'm coming over and we're watching Drag Race and I'm bringing buffalo dip. And
I really hope you can get me back into Drag Race.
Full disclosure, I'm not watching Drag Race right now. Like this new season.
I haven't even
Zara
Larsson was just on it.
Really?
Yeah, I literally haven't, like I watched it a very long time, like COVID. I was like, I need something to watch that's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
Let me watch this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I think I'm gay.
Okay. What?
Because listen,
girl, what?
I didn't really know.
I gotta turn my mic down.
I know. I just heard it crack.
Oh, it's because you got me cracking up in this microphone. Thoughts on taking a little music break?
Yes, please. I need to rest my voice, okay. And I really need to go.
I need to hydrate. Oh, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think.
Wait, low key. What if you? Oh, I know. Okay, actually, I know we already picked songs, but
what? What do you want me to play?
I want to play "The Great Divide" by Noah Kahan.
No, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay. We picked out songs from the Grammys beforehand.
Beforehand, and now Lucas is trying to make it all backwards. So, we decided on So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean, and I just
it's
might.
It's so easy.
Hey, who sings that song? Yeah, you don't even want me to finish the joke. Let's keep it that way. And then, I Just Might by Bruno Mars. And we will be back after these two songs, so don't go away. This is So Easy to Fall in Love by Olivia Dean.
You're listening to Stereotypes.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece. that extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. Cause I make it so easy to fall in love. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with. Whoa, 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 whoa. It's the power.
Welcome back to Stereotypes.
You aren't going to do your...
Welcome back to Stereotypes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host today, DJ Lucas with DJ L.
Why are you Southern?
I don't know.
I just don't know.
How are rehearsals going?
Oh, they're so fun. I'm having so much fun, especially with Sean.
Yes.
I.
So those of you who don't know, just to give everyone an update, Sean McGrain is my roommate.
Yep.
We... met during the alleged Children of Darkness.
Mm-hmm. Which was a play that you were in.
Yes.
Last year.
Yep.
Saw that.
Yes. It was really fun.
I didn't know it.
I had a pretty small role, but it was... I had a small role on the stage, but I did sound design it.
Mm-hmm.
And since it was a show written in the future, it happened to be one of the most technologically advanced shows I've ever worked on.
That's fun, though.
So I'm very proud of it.
Yeah.
But it was a lot.
Yeah.
I miss that era of my life. But yeah, so you're in a show called Stupid Effing Bird.
Yep, because we can't say the actual name.
Yeah.
Yes. And I play a character called Emma, who is this very rich, snotty, stuck-up, middle-aged white woman who's a very famous actor. And Sean plays my older brother, which I'm having a lot of fun with. And he's like this very smart doctor who's very kind. We're like polar opposites. I'm having so much fun. I think Dan Pritchard right now is upstairs in this Hunt Union working at Starbucks right now. I think he plays my son.
Oh, what I would do for a Starbucks right now.
What would you get?
You know, you're a matcha girl.
I am.
And I haven't really like gotten into matcha,
mm-hmm.
but they have a banana bread matcha.
I literally just got it yesterday. It was so good.
Like
with the caramel
it
crunch.
It sounds so good, but I don't know what matcha is.
I actually don't know how to explain it. It's technically, I think, like a type of Japanese tea.
Okay.
It's really good for you.
Is it like bitter?
No.
So it's sweet?
No.
Okay.
It's not, I mean, more bitter than sweet. What I like to do is...
Does it taste like chalk? Because I feel like I had matcha once and it tasted like chalk.
That just means that they didn't mix it right.
Okay.
Because it is a powder substance.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I highly recommend the banana bread matcha with oat milk and vanilla.
They also have the Dubai chocolate one now, too.
That I don't like, though.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Dubai chocolate.
I don't understand the hype. It's literally just like eating grass and chocolate in one bite. It truly is. I had a bite of it once. I was like, this is disgusting. It's like a pregnancy craving.
No, I know.
That's how I feel about Tino's.
Really?
Cold cheese pizza. That's
really?
A pregnancy craving.
Just wait till we go
that.
Out one night. And
I hate that.
That's what we're going to get.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, it's going to change your life.
I mean, that's what you'll get. I'll probably DoorDash McDonald's.
MacDog?
Who is MacDog?
So there's a MacDog truck out on Main Street, usually Friday nights, Saturday nights, where they have, you get a hot dog and they put mac and cheese on top of it.
Are you joking?
And Alyssa, you don't understand. It's just one of those things.
Lucas. It's just one of those days.
There's also halal food at the United Food Market you can get.
Hot dog with mac and cheese on it?
Yeah.
I can't even get behind a cheese dog, you know, the hot dogs with the cheese in it.
I don't like that.
Those are disgusting. But you like a hot dog with mac and cheese on it?
It's
Are you joking?
Life-changing. When it's 2:30 in the morning and you're wandering around Main Street and you get a Mac Dog for $6 from the Gooch Dog truck, it's so good.
I can't.
What were you talking about?
I'm excited to go out with you.
Yeah.
But I can't in this below zero weather.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no,
sorry,
I can't. I know. We're going to wait till it's a little warmer. And
because I don't want to lose a coat.
Right. And like, it's like,
it's just too complicated.
Everyone steals coats.
Yes.
Like, every single night, someone's on Yik Yak being like, someone stole my coat.
Yeah.
Like, well.
And I'm not even risking that. I can't even.
I know. I always carry it. Whenever I bring a coat to, like, out, like, I literally, like, carry it with me.
Yeah.
Makes sense. But yeah, so matcha, because listen.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm a chai girl.
Yeah.
I love chai.
But chai reminds me of fall. It's kind of
no, like, it does. And that's the problem. And it's like, I had the gingerbread chai the other day and I was like, it's good. But I don't know. And they had like an eggnog chai at one point.
Did you have that? I didn't try that.
It tasted like dirt. I don't really know. It something was not. I don't know if it was just the chai I got that day. Something happened and it was not good. Okay. So I don't recommend. But gingerbread chai, pumpkin chai. Or just a normal chai with vanilla.
I miss pumpkin.
That's a vanilla chai. Good.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I really want to get into matcha, but I don't want to spend money on, like a matcha drink, and it's not good.
Yeah, I agree.
I do want to try the grande banana. Like, I would just do like a grande banana chai, banana matcha.
It's really hard because Starbucks, I think, should do flights, but then also they're such complex drinks that I don't even know how you would do a flight.
No, right.
You know what I mean?
Just, there's just no way.
Like, there are so many drinks that I want to try, but it's so expensive that I don't want to spend the money to try it in case I don't like it.
Is the matcha like one of those drinks that where like when you get through the cold foam, it's then it's kind of boring?
Well, I mix my cold foam, so I don't actually can't answer that. I don't know.
Okay.
I like stir my drink.
Okay.
And put the cold foam.
I really want to try Bella's order.
Bella just gets a pink drink with light ice and no strawberries.
I want to try that because I'm not a fan of the berries,
right.
And I
obviously
don't think I've ever had a pink drink. Maybe once or twice.
I like pink drinks, but with milk,
not coconut milk.
Is that not what they're made of?
They're made with coconut milk.
I thought they were made with lemonade.
No, pink drinks are coconut milk and then the strawberry.
What's the one? Never mind then, I guess. I don't know. I could have sworn, though, they're clear. They're not.
Pink drinks? No. Strawberry acai refreshers are clear.
Oh, maybe that's it.
I get the strawberry acai lemonade. That's not a pink. That's different from a pink drink. That's a refresher. Pink drink is different.
I went on my Starbucks app the other day and I looked and it said that I got 3 hot chocolates and I freaked out. I was like, I didn't buy 3 hot chocolates. Someone's in my account using my thing. But then I remembered that the last time before break, my family came up here and we all got hot chocolates and we used my phone number so I could get more points. I was freaking out though.
Dang.
I was like, someone's in my account. It's my Starbucks account. It's not even like...
No, like I get so scared. Like, because like here's the thing is like when I like order through the app, like it's like I can't see like, okay. So like I have a Starbucks gift card. I had some gift cards from the holidays. I used those. I've been using those, but like I've been doing like math and I've just been like, well, first of all, if I'm spending, you know, money at Starbucks with my dining dollars, I can't see how many dining dollars I'm using.
I'm already nauseous. I already spent 50 dining dollars.
Are you serious?
Girl, don't look at me like that.
I did some math. And because I'm a math major.
Right.
So you start with 350.
Yeah.
Okay, there's 14-ish. I think there's like 14 or 15 weeks in the semester. Mm-hmm. I think I went with 14, but I can't remember.
Okay.
Let's just say there's 14 weeks in the semester.
There's 15, but it's okay.
Okay, so 15 weeks in the semester, right?
Right. Pull out your calculator.
300.
Math major. Yeah. I see you.
350 divided by.
Why are you doing 350? Oh, because that's $350
divided by 15 weeks. Each week you can spend $23 and it'll last you the whole semester.
So I think I'm already at my limit for this week.
All right. So then you just dining halls as it is. Dining halls it is.
Dining halls it is.
Or it comes out of your own pocket. But at the same time, you could also just use them. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
I had Dragon Dollars from, like, last semester. I like Dragon Dollars, not dining dollars.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to use those first. Nope, because guess what? I found out that you can use them on textbooks. So I did use all of those on textbooks.
Mm.
But it's okay.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, if you have Dragon Dollars, you can, like, apply them to your textbook balance, like a gift card.
I just got a text from Bella. It says, pink drink has coconut milk. Confirmed.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I don't like coconut milk, but I feel like it'd be good. Really? I've been starting to like coconut a little more. Do you know the Lesser Evil popcorn?
Nope.
It's like this white bag of popcorn, and it's like...
Why is it called Lesser Evil? Is it better for you?
It's really good for you. So it's made with like all organic everything, and then it's also made in coconut oil.
Mm.
So it's not like a seed oil that like triggers your hunger cravings or whatever. So like when you actually eat it, like
you're
it fills you, you're full.
That's fire.
Yeah, and it's like low calorie and everything.
Wow.
I know. The white cheddar is my fave.
I've been eating soup for the past 2 weeks because I have just a surplus amount of canned soup.
Yeah, I saw that in your...
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of insane. It's like almost up to the ceiling from my fridge.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
All right.
Yeah. But also, I get out of rehearsal so late.
Yeah, nothing's open.
Late night is closed.
Late night's closed and you don't have the dining dollars. So what are you going to do?
And you already blew through all your dining dollars.
Right, so what are you going to do?
So I make myself my little...
I bought some soup at Walmart the other day. I haven't made it yet.
What'd you get?
I got a couple things of ramen, and then I got like...
What kind of ramen? Chicken?
Just like the normal chicken cup ramen.
Yeah, I love a chicken.
And then I also got two cans of like chicken soup.
This might be a hot take. Love Chef Boyardee.
Really?
The spaghetti and meatballs, love.
You know,
beefaroni.
The thing love. That's funny is that like when you were like when you're like a kid,
yeah,
like that stuff hits. Mm. But then like from like I don't know, like middle school to like
you're sick of it.
Like middle school forwards, you're like over it.
Mom, stop putting it.
But
in
then
my
when
lunch.
You get back to college, it's like oh,
it's
well,
like yum.
It's like well, it's good and it's easy and it's cheap.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Retweet that.
So what are you gonna do? You know,
that's what I've been saying.
Oh, I forgot I had a production meeting at 3.
Oh, so you gotta go.
But it's just funny. What's really funny is I haven't done anything.
Well, because you're the sound designer, there's nothing for you to do yet, right?
I mean, the only update I have for them is like, oh yeah, like I have 2 playlists.
So there, that's here's it. My playlists.
Right, like that I didn't make. So
and I didn't even make them.
Right, so. They were sent to me. But yeah, I don't know.
When do you start going to rehearsals?
Tech week.
Mm, so you have a while.
But I get to kind of like, I'll probably pop in, like for Scapino, like I went, like once I went to a rehearsal. So like, first of all, I read the script. I pulled out what I thought would be good and just kind of like compiled it into a spreadsheet and was like, okay, like here's the cue lines. Here's the page numbers. Here's what I think should go here.
Yeah.
And then after I actually watched the show, I basically went to like a stumble through. It was just like a simple run through.
Mm-hmm.
After I went, I sat there and watched, I took some notes. I was like, okay, like I could add this here. I could add this here. I probably don't need this anymore. And I was talking to Kiara, the director, and I was just like, yeah, like, what do you think about this? She's like, great, do it. And she's very open-minded person. Like I basically would give her a lot of ideas and she'd just be like, yeah, do it. And if it doesn't work, we will just take it out.
Okay.
And so it ends up kind of just being a thing where once you start going to the rehearsals, you're kind of like stuck on working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically just me constantly getting emails from her about like, we're going to add this in.
Yeah.
We're going to take this out.
Yeah.
And so I went to a couple rehearsals. Oh, I went to a run through, did that, made the sound cues. Then I went to like a run through, like maybe a week or two before tech week started. And I ran the sound cues alongside the cast just so they could get a feel for it and just to see like if it would work out. And it worked.
So boom.
So what I ended up doing was I went to once tech week came around, that was already done and it was really just me adjusting and then perfecting and then So it's whatever, but sometimes it can be a little last minute.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
I've never strayed from acting. But that concludes our second podcast.
It does.
This is our technically first time on air.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stream was down.
Yeah. The stream was down, so technically,
first time.
Yeah,
here we are.
It's so much fun.
Thank you for tuning in to Stereotypes. Next week, we're doing a Galentine special.
We are.
And my roommates are going to be on here.
Those are our special guests, the 3 that I filled out the form for. So, Bella Evie, Lawrence.
Oh.
Oh, are we not government naming?
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, okay, well, too late.
Okay. Bella Lawrence. Leah Lawrence. And I don't know how to pronounce Evie's last name.
Yes, but they're going to be joining us.
We're going to talk about red flags, green flags, what we're attracted to, all the things, the things to celebrate.
Yeah.
So celebrate. I'm very excited for that.
Yes.
Tune in next week for that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like to say?
No one called the phone.
Are you a little sad about that?
I was hoping someone would chime in. It's all right, though.
It's fine. Maybe next week someone will want to call us.
Maybe next week. But thanks for tuning in. If you have a great rest of your week. I'll see you guys Tuesday, and so will you.
Yep. See us both Tuesday right after each other, and then you'll see us both
for music
Wednesday.
And then Wednesday for talk.
And I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
All right.
Have a great rest of your week.
Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So I said people.
Yeah. Goodbye, people.
Listeners. Yeah. Thanks for loving Woni. Thanks for supporting College Radio.
Yeah.
And have a great week. Peace.
See you next time. Yeah.
I've tried it all. Nothing works. I've tried it all. A lot of things work, but nothing works. Fasting works. Praying works. Working works. But nothing works. Nothing. Just does it. Nothing works.
To WONY Oneonta,
94. I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the things my daughter